think on the balance of the game, we probably deserved the 3 points. We just weren't able to find the finishes, unfortunately. I think we had much of the ball and created the best chances in the match. We just weren't able to find that finish.
They didn't really muster a threat except from set pieces, and the one that Gary Gardner scored from, it was good delivery. I think Clayton put his hand up and said he lost his man a bit there.
Well, I think that's what happens. I think it was against the run of play, to be fair. But, you know, when you don't do your job on set plays as a team, it wasn't just Clayton. I think he actually may have had two players at the back post with him. Makes it difficult then. So it's as a team. We're not going to certainly blame anyone for it individually. I think as a team we need to do better on set plays. And but when you don't, you certainly run the risk of something like that happening. But on the flip side, I think our response to going down 1-0 was really good. And we got right back in the game. And I think second half we were the team that looked like we were going to go and win it.
Yeah, second half you were on the front foot throughout. When David Cottrell came on, lovely ball you played inside the fullback for him that led to the chance opening up for David Davis.
Yeah, it was actually a good ball in from Cots. They weren't able to get a great clearance on it, fell to Davo, and he took it incredibly well. It was a great finish from him.
He's the sort of guy who sums up the passion, I mean, the determination of the entire team, but on derby day, he's the guy you want on your side, isn't he?
Yeah, he's brilliant. I thought his work rate all game was fantastic, and I'm delighted for him that he did get the goal for us.
Your goal drought was nearly over as well. A chance presented itself to you on the edge of the penalty area in the second half?
I think not quite nearly, but it was an opportunity which I probably should have done a bit better with. Clayton laid it off to me and just wasn't able to find the finish, but that was us for a lot of the game. We weren't able to get that goal. We didn't have that touch in front of goal, unfortunately, and it just didn't happen for us.
In terms of these sort of derby days, you've seen a couple of these now. There was the League Cup tie last year. They are really unusual occasions.
They are. It's a different atmosphere. You could feel and sense the buzz about the place before the game, coming into the stadium. As I said, I thought our fans were brilliant. They, even after we went down 1-0, stuck right behind us and probably gave us a little bit of a lift as well.
Just finally, a quick word for Royce Wiggins. No professional wants to see anybody get injured like that. And he played really well today.
I thought he had a really good game. He certainly, no one deserves to suffer an injury, obviously. And he's a fantastic guy, great player, great work rate, great work ethic. And we're disappointed for him, but hopefully it's not too serious.